Oh, snaps.
The world is finally waking up to the crap that's baked into and sprayed on kibble dog food. No longer can commercial pet food manufacturers fool us with pretty pictures and false promises. This is the raw dog food truth. The view and opinions expressed on this podcast are not intended to replace medical advice. Before starting any raw diet, do research, ask lots of questions, and consult your vet.
Well, happy Tuesday. I am Dee Dee Mercer Moffitt, the CEO of Raw Dog Food and Company, where your pet's health is our business and we're friends. Don't let friends feed kibble. Hey, how was your Valentine's Day? Happy VD, everybody. I hope it was a great day. I hope you had some strawberries dipped in chocolate, maybe some diamonds. I don't know. Maybe a gift certificate from Raw Dog Food and Company for your dogs, right? That would be a very happy Valentine's Day. I want to talk today about why I always say the food that we sell is as close to your dog hunting as possible. You said, well, Dee Dee, my dogs don't hunt. Well, they would. They would because they're ancestors of the wolf. Yeah. And if you weren't feeding them, they would be hunting. And I'm always amazed at how many people call, and you've heard me say this a gazillion times, and they want to know if we've got this in our food and that in our food and this in our food, and is it AAFCO? And, you know, and we say we are the original way that raw feeding came about. Now, original meaning this, that yes, people would go out and get their chickens or kill a deer and find the organs and find a bone source and put it all together. They certainly did that. We did that back in the day, right? Golly, people try to do that now. And then they call in 3 months and say, I can't do this anymore. My life is consumed by dog food, sourcing, cutting, measuring. And so that's why the blends are made. But still, there's nothing in the blends, right? There's nothing in it like, oh, I've got to add iodine here and I've got to add salt over there and I've got to add taurine. No, we don't do that because that's not the way that dogs ate. And they've survived without us mucking it up, with making it all purdy so the people want to buy it and all these, you know, promises of what these grains will do and how good they are for your dog and all these natural flavorings and adding in the synthetic vitamins and the No. And I wanted you to hear this guy named Michael Young. Michael Young is a critical theory expert, and he does a lot of things. I heard him talking as he was being interviewed on Epic Times. Now, what he was talking about was not dog food. It was talking about how we take an original something and we make it into something that's far, far different than the original. So when you're thinking about a raw dog food, a species appropriate diet, remember, we're trying to stick to the original way that dogs have eaten. And if you do a rotational diet, what does that mean? That means beef, rabbit, fish, duck, turkey, pork, lamb, goat. These are the ones that we have. And then out there, and you know, you can find other things, kangaroo, hockey, sardines, mackerel. I mean, there's a ton of different proteins and a ton of variety. Okay. And in these proteins are also the organs and also the bones. And yes, you can add in bison testicles. You can add in duck heads. You can add in duck feet or chicken feet. But my point is, we're adding in real food. And when you stay close to its original source, you're not going to go wrong. But I loved the way that Michael Young described what is happening in the world today and how we're getting further and further and further away from what the true thing is. And that's what Raw Dog Food & Co. represents, what the true raw diet is. So listen to what Michael Young has to say about how we do this and how it's done in the world. And then I want you to think about a pure raw dog food versus an HPP, a commercial blend, the ones that they've got, the raw kibble or rabble, whatever in the world that is. I hope this explanation will give you confidence in what you are doing in helping your dog be the best species it can be. So here's Michael Young.
I want you to imagine for a second a strawberry. Suppose that you are walking through, we'll say, a field, and you come across wild strawberries. You pick one up, it's red, it's kind of funny shaped, and you eat it, and it's delicious and it's wonderful. That wild strawberry is real. It's nourishing, it's part of the natural environment. That strawberry is real. So some time goes by and people see that these wild strawberries grow, and someone says, hey, why don't we just take the seeds, plant all the seeds out, we'll grow them, and then we'll have strawberries all the time. Some time goes by and somebody goes, you know what we can do? We can just take the seeds from only the best strawberries and we'll just plant those seeds so that the only strawberries that get grown are the biggest, reddest, juiciest strawberries. Well, someone else comes along and says, you know what we can do? We can mash these strawberries up and we can turn them into pie. Oh, okay, that's a pretty good idea. Then someone says, you know what we can do? We can actually take the stuff that we made the pie out of and we can mash it up and we can make a little strawberry candy. And that's pretty good. We can make a candy. Well, then someone else comes along and they look at the candy and they say, well, what we can do is we can actually just extract the strawberry flavoring from the candy and we can make a Jolly Rancher or some strawberry gum. And that's pretty good. And then someone else says, you know, what we can do is we can actually just, rather than using the real strawberry extract, we can make a synthetic strawberry extract. We can make it using high fructose corn syrup and some cane sugar and some other flavorings. And we don't even need the real strawberries. We can just make a synthetic strawberry flavoring and we can make candies out of that. And then someone takes the synthetically flavored strawberry candies and says, you know what? We can take that flavor and we can make a strawberry soda. And then someone else comes along and says, you know what? We can make a Slurpee that tastes like the strawberry soda. And so we start out with a wild strawberry and we end up with the Slurpee. Now you can imagine I have a son. I'm walking with my son and I give him a strawberry Slurpee and we're walking with the strawberry Slurpee and he's drinking the strawberry Slurpee. And while we're walking, we come across a patch of wild strawberries. And he looks at the wild strawberries, picks them up and he eats it. And he says, you know, Dad, this kind of tastes like my drink. But I like the drink better. It's much tastier, Dad. We don't need these. These aren't real strawberries. This is a real strawberry. What we've done is we have taken everything that exists, our whole human experience, and we've processed it, and we've distilled it, and we've changed it, and we've extracted it, and we've turned it into the strawberry Slurpee equivalent of reality. And you could think about this. An easy way to think about this is look at social media. Take Instagram, for example. You know, 100 years ago, when they first invented the picture, you just had a picture of somebody. It was black and white. Then there was a picture of people in color, and that's what they looked like. And then somebody invented makeup. And then somebody else came along and invented fancy lighting. And then somebody came along and invented fancy cameras. And then somebody came along and invented Photoshop. And then someone came along and invented airbrushing. Then someone came along and invented plastic surgery. We're at the point now where we can see people on Instagram that nobody looks like. Even the person who it's a picture of doesn't even look like that because they're covered with so many layers of makeup and with filters and with everything else that the image isn't real.
But I will tell you what is real, and that is the food here at rawdogfoodandco.com. What is real are the treats air-dried, no preservatives. We haven't mucked it up. What is real are the clean, pure supplements. And what is real is the healing that we see day after day after day, dog after dog after dog. When you feed a species-appropriate diet, a diet that was meant for that species, and you stop moving the goalpost, you stop making it artificial, you move it further and further away from what it was meant to be, that's when we run into problems. And people all the time want to call me and say, hey, I'm feeding a raw diet. Really tell me about it. And I have to say, that's not a raw diet. That's a version that's, you know, been removed many times of its originality. But that's marketing. Here at rawdogfoodandco.com, we care about your dogs. We care about health. We care about that relationship that you have with your pet. And we want you to have that for a very, very long time. If you know people that love their dogs as much as you do, send them over here. Send them to the Raw Dog Food Truth. Because here at rawdogfoodandco.com, your pet's health is our business, and friends don't let friends feed kibble. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody. Bye-bye.
Oh, snaps!
Find out how you can start your dog on the road to health and longevity. Go to rawdogfoodandcompany.com, where friends don't let friends feed kibble, and where your pet's health is our business.
Just snap.